Chanukah is the yontiv that illuminates the dark winter, which symbolizes the langa tinkala golus. Chazal gave us the avoido of adlokas ner Chanukah, and the accompanying dinim of halal avoido and other various minhagi Yisrael Torah to generate the oiros that will give us the spiritual renewal to carry us through the winter and the ever so trying misyonis of golus. I would like to point out a very fascinating halacha that seems to be very unique to the halachas of Ner Chanukah. We are all very familiar with the very stark emphasis of Hiddur Mitzvah in the way Chazal instituted Mitzvahs Ner Chanukah, seeming to break the normal rules of Hiddur Mitzvah Shlish. We also find new levels of Mahadrin and Menahadrin that seem to creep into the actual takona given to every Pasha the Yid. In fact, as the Prima Godin points out, the Shulchan Aruch seems to record Mahadrin and Menahadrin as the only option, presumably intimating that when it comes to Ner Chanukah, Hiddur and doing the mitzvah at the highest level is basic and elementary. In addition, yet, we find another peculiar halacha in regard to the placement of the menorah. The Braisa says, Ner Chanukah mitzvah la'anicha pesach besim yivachutz, im hayador ba'aliyah menicha v'chaloin asmuch l'shos harabim. The Braisa seems to say the Chazal originally took into consideration a scenario of Sakona and established a special directive of how to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, even in imminent danger, something we don't find by any other mitzvah. Even more surprising is that Rashi explains the Sakona to be a law that the Parsiim instituted to enforce that the only lights in the city would be in the Beis Avodah Zarah, and they didn't allow any lights in people's homes. Ask the Bach, lighting on the table was also against the law. And since this law was also on the Goyim and cannot be deemed Shas HaShmad, there should be no Chiyam Ikriyadin to be Moiser Nefesh for the Mitzvah of Chanukah. If so, why did Chazal institute a second option to minimize the Sakona? Shouldn't they have just said that you are entirely potter due to the Sakona? It seems that there's something very unique about the Avodah of Ner Chanukah. The Chazal felt it needed to be done under all circumstances, at all costs, and with the greatest dedication to every last detail. How are we to understand why this specific approach connects to the Avodah of Chanukah? We light the Neiros Chanukah as a zecher v'pirsum for the nes of the Pach Shemen, the ultimate victory over the Yevonim who so desperately tried to disconnect us with both the actual Avodas HaMenorah and our connection to Torah Shebaal Peh symbolized by the Menorah. What was the Yevonim's contempt for Klal Yisrael's life of mitzvahs and esek haTorah? We find two very interesting terminologies used in Alanisim: lahashkicham teirasecho ulahaviram emeichukei ritzanecho. What is the emphasis on ritzanecho? And similarly, why does it say teirasecho and not mi teirasecho, like it says mechukei ritzanecho? I believe the answer lies in yet another strange emphasis on the words v'acharkach bo'u bonecho l'dvir beisecho. Why is the victory describing Klal Yisrael as bonecho? In order to gain an appreciation for these terminologies, we need to delve into what the Yevonim couldn't handle about Klal Yisrael. Interestingly enough, we don't find them wanting to annihilate us. They only needed to be lashkicham teresecho l'avir mechukei ritzanecho. Why did they care so much about our spiritual pursuits? The Medrash Tanchumen Kisisa explains that the Yevonim wanted to break our connection to the Eibishter. They wanted to be able to say on themselves, Anu Yisrael. They couldn't handle that Klal Yisrael had a hecherkeit, a dehoibenkeit that connected them to the Eibishter. They were trying to take the necessary steps to create an environment of Eimlochem Chel Klal Yisrael. They did not mind Chochmas HaTorah or even doing good deeds. They couldn't handle a Ritzaynecho, specifically the mitzvahs of Chukim, which have no time and are done purely because that is Ritzaynecho, the higher calling of Rotzen Hashem as the guiding light of our Ritzaynis that transcends our own Chochmah. They could not handle Chochmas HaTorah. As long as it's a Chochmah Ba'alma, they were okay. But they valiantly endeavored lahashkicham teirosecho to make us forget that it is Teirasecha, the Eibishter's Chochma, a form of connection to the Eibishter alone. The Eibishter responds that only Klal Yisrael are Bonai through their Esek HaTeir Shebal Peh, and the Yevonim will never be able to lay claim to that spiritual Chelek Alekami Mal without the connection of Torah. The Yevonim tried everything to disturb our connection to the Eibishter and tried to claim that they are Yisrael. But the Eibishter responds that Klal Yisrael and only Klal Yisrael have the connection of Bonai through the Torah, Bonecho Elo HaTalmidim. When we mention Ufartzu Choymos Migdalai, Chazal explained that they made pritzos in the Seirig. What prompted them to specifically target the Seirig as something they needed to break down? The answer might be that the Tesis Yontav explains that the Seirig was the wall that provided the demarcation to separate the Yidden and the Goyim in the Beis HaMikdash. This was not a random act of vandalism, but a very deep symbolism of their most explicit intentions to break down the barriers between Klal Yisrael and the other nations and to claim that they are also Anu Yisrael, and there is nothing unique about Klal Yisrael's relationship with the Eibishter. Therefore, the ultimate victory of the Chashmonaim is a celebration of regaining our ability to once again act like Bonim Atam Lashem Alekeichem through the lighting of the menorah and reconnecting ourselves through Esek B'Seira Secho, the ultimate way to connect to Kodesh Brichu. Hence the emphasis of Yachar Kach Bo'u Bonecho. This was the expression of the Spitz Nitzochen when we revel in our peerless relationship that we cherish of being Bonim Atem Lashem Alekeichem. If so, we get a whole new appreciation of what we are celebrating in the Avodah of Chanukah and Hadlokas Neris Chanukah. We bask in the incredible merit of being given the opportunity to have this relationship, to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Avinu and we as Bonov. Therefore, our entire Avodah and reenactment of that Nes must be carried out in the unique way that a Ben looks to serve and relate to an Av. The Chavivus that the Rambam refers to about the Avodah of Mitzvahs Ner Chanukah Chavivihi Moed directly corresponds to the Mishnah in Avos stating Chavivim Yisrael Shenikrim Bonim Lamokim. When we celebrate that Chavivus, we lose all parameters. We will sell the shirts off our back, as the Magid Mishnah points out. We will look for the best possible way to be Mahadir in the Mitzvah, because we are celebrating how we don't just do good deeds, but we relate to mitzvahs as chukei ritzoynecho, and as bonim, we crave to do the Ratzon Hashem, and in turn, Mahadrin doesn't become deluxe, but the expected standard. In the relationship of ben la'av, we are not just getting the job done, but it is done with a chavivus, with no standard limitations, and no interest for exemptions, but rather a fervent cheshek to display that chavivus of Chavivim Yisrael Shenikru Bonim Lamokim. When the Mesillas Yesharim wants to describe the Midah of Chassidus, of doing above and beyond the letter of the law, he writes, Lo yishtadol v'yechavin lifto atzmoy, b'mashe kvar meforsim min achoyva she'akol Yisrael b'chlal, elo yikra loy, k'me she'yikra el ben oyhev oviv. When we celebrate this relationship, Chassidus is not a Graysa Madrega, but rather the benchmark, the expected display of our relationship. If so, it is no wonder the Chazal incorporated in their actual Takana had to be Mekayim the Mitzvah in a Matzav of Sakona. And yes, even in a Matzav of Sakona, which according to Rashi might have room for exemption, when it comes to the Chavivus of Hadlokas Ner Chanukah, we are declaring our allegiance as Bonim Lamokim, and there's no room for exemptions. Fakert, we rather relish the opportunity to allow the Ratzon Hashem to rise above even our physical danger, like the Mesillas Yesharim writes, K'moy sheyikre el ben oyhev oviv. In this light, maybe we can end off and suggest a possible daher in the Magen Avraham at the beginning of Hilchos Chanukah when he writes, Noyagim hanaorim ha'aniyim l'sadev b'chanukah l'psochim. What could be the deeper meaning about encouraging stucco collection over Chanukah? And what is the significance of the Magen Avraham mentioning this in the introduction to Hilchos Chanukah? It could be that if the central theme of our Avodah of Chanukah is to re-experience how we are bonim atem l'Hashem aleikeichem, then we cannot allow that idea to remain strictly a motivator in our heightened dedication towards our Avodah v'Nodlo al-Mokoim, but we also must appreciate that it comes with an automatic correlation to our Avodah of Bein Adam l'Chaveiroi. Because if we, Gantz Klal Yisrael, are Bonim Atem L'Hashem Aleikeichem, sharing one Tata in Himmel, then by definition we are all Kulonim Achim Zelazeh, spurring within us the brotherly Ava and concern to make sure that all of our Tayyir Bride have their needs met. The truth is, this is not my chiddush. Listen to the Lashon HaRambam in Matnas Aniyim in describing how we are to relate to mitzvah stoka. Zokta Rambam, v'chol Yisrael anil v'aleim ke'achim heim shenemar bonim atem Hashem aleikeichem v'im lo yirachim ha'ach al ha'ach mi yirachim olov. The Rambam clearly derives our obligation to tzedakah from the concept of bonim atem, which creates kulanu ka'achim. It is therefore very befitting that the Hakdomo to Hilchas Chanukah begins with this emphasis of feeling that bridershaft rooted in the chavivim Yisrael shenikru bonim la'mokoim that fuels our chavivus for the mitzvah chaviva ad moed of ner Chanukah. A guten Shabbos and a freilichen Chanukah.